This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is back at his home in Texas for Thanksgiving. After stops in Nevada and Arizona, the president went to Texas last night on the momentum of what for him was a good news day, one of the best he's had in office. The Senate completed action on his Medicare overhaul yesterday, and the latest news about economic growth and consumer confidence could scarcely have been better. Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were with the president in England last week. Was this a better week for him?
Boy, talk about happy Thanksgiving. Last week in London, all the talk was about Iraq and having to defend his policies in the war. And there were days of protests with more than 100,000 out in the streets. They were toppling giant papier-mâché statues of the president in Trafalgar Square. But then he comes home where the Medicare fight was coming to a head in Congress. And the president did some serious arm twisting to change the minds of some Republicans who were really wavering on this. And he got the votes, first in that long weekend session in the House, then in the Senate yesterday. And suddenly he's off to Las Vegas and Phoenix, as he was yesterday, taking a victory lap and celebrating what has to be one of the biggest two or three wins of his presidency. And I might add, raising a few million dollars for his already record reelection bank account. And all the while, the White House feels, claiming now as his own the Medicare issue, which has forever belonged to Democrats.
Then there was yesterday's economic news.
Indeed. He had already gotten a boost when the preliminary GDP numbers came out weeks back, showing the economy grew at a very robust 7.2% for the third quarter. Now that estimate has been officially revised upward to 8.2%. The president's aides yesterday said don't look for that to sustain. It was fueled, of course, by tax rebate checks that went out in August and September. But just as good also from a political standpoint for the president were those good consumer confidence numbers, best numbers in a year yesterday, as you mentioned. So it was just more good news yesterday, more for the president to claim credit for.
There's still the war.
Absolutely. There are obviously still bombs going off in Iran and deadly attacks on U.S. troops. About 30 a day is the most recent count. And despite the administration's insistence that the positive story out of Iraq is the one everyone should be focusing more on, it obviously remains a very, very unsettled, dangerous place. But if you notice in the president's speeches, suddenly he's not talking about Iraq as much, except in kind of the stay the course, there's a job to do there terms. Now he's talking much more about the economy and domestic issues, which not that long ago were the ones he breezed through. Those were the difficult ones for him, and now he feels he's got something he can crow about there.
He's taking a week off, then what?
He's at his ranch through the weekend. He traditionally spends the holiday down there. But next week, he'll be out around the country, mostly raising money again. He's got events Monday in Detroit and in Newark. Also next week, one troubling thing he's still wrestling with is that issue of tariffs he's imposed against foreign steel. The WTO is planning sanctions against the U.S., which would hurt economies in some states. So the president has to make a decision, a very tricky political decision, on whether he'll lift those tariffs. Again, that's something that could prove politically unpopular. So far, they say he hasn't made up his mind.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.